Okay, so today's daf is Psachim daf Samachay. We're going to begin with the second line on daf Samach Hey Abed Aleph, where we talk about the different goings on, the different mechanics of the bringing the Korban Pesach. Yotze Kasri Shoda, B'dichson Kashniya. The first group leaves, or three groups. The first group leaves, the second group comes. The second group leaves, the third group comes. Tadahi Nikres Kas Atzlodis. So that third group is called the lazy group because, you know, they take their time, they come last. Vahalo sagi de lav hachi. You know, there's a mitzvah. Is that really true? That you, well, basically you're like a lazy group. It's not an ideal that you don't need it. My havelehu lameba. What can you do? You need three groups, right? There's a, it says kahal adas yisrael. One explanation is you need three different groups. So what are they supposed to do? You need three groups. Even though you need three groups, it's still better. You should try one of the first groups. Tanya, Rabbi Omar, the world cannot exist without spice sellers, uvelo borsi, without leather tanners. Ashri mishum naso basam, v'or the mishum naso borsi. Even though you need leather tanners, so good, happy is a person who deals with spices, because I guess it smells good, and woe to the person who is a leather tanner. Yev shalola blows char. Okay, wow. Yev shalola blows char below the kavos. Ashim yishe barom tzchar ma'olo l'mish above the kavos. World needs men and women. Happy is a world that has men, and not, happy one who has boys, and not girls. Yeah. So there are different ways, obviously, to try to deal with this. Okay, but let's go on. So the right.
Don't say it out loud.
Well, I'm taping this, so the Zohar, you know, there are some ways. The Chassam Sofer says the Zohar, it's really the proto Zohar is Merames Almidas Hanasina, and the Nekeva Merames Almidas HaKabbalah. Because, like, when the man and woman has, I guess, have relations, so the man is giving and the woman's receiving, so you need more Nesina than Kabbalah. That's more of a prototype. So he says, so that's just really saying happiest to someone who are givers and those who are, as opposed to someone who's receivers. It's not really referring to men and women, men and women in terms of men and women, but just a metaphor. Okay, so the Mishnah says kibaseo b'chol kach baseo b'Shabbos. So the way they did it during the week is the way they did it on Shabbos, that the Kohanim would rinse, except the Kohanim would rinse the Azara against the will of the Chachamim. Shlo b'rtzon man, who's the Tano who says you're going to rinse the courtyard on Shabbos? Amar Chista shlo b'rtzon Rabbi Eliezer, against Rabbi Eliezer. So when you're rinsing the ground, when you clean the house, if you clean the house, the floor of the house, so you're chayav. So we know that you're chayav the chatas. You're chayav chatas if you clean the house in a way that you even out the your mashvegumos. You even out the floor, so then you're chayav korban chatas. If you rinse it, it's similar to it. So the here Rabbi Eliezer will say that this rinsing it is only an Isser Derabbanan, and Rabbi Eliezer will say that when would they rinse the floors? Only when they're done with the Avoda. So it's true, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, there's no rabbinic prohibition in the Mikdash, but that's only when what? That's only when you're doing the Avoda, when you're done with the Avoda. So then there are Isur, then the Shvus, then Isur Derabbanan do apply. So that's Rabbi Eliezer said, you're not allowed to rinse the floors. According to the Rabbanan, no. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, and you're allowed to rinse the floor of the Azarat Shabbos. My he. So what's this debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham? The Tanya. Echad acholiv v'hamachabed v'hamagabed kigro geres. So the Brisa, there's a Brisa which says, if someone milks an animal on Shabbos, or someone places the stomach of the animal inside the milk to congeal and, I guess, to make cheese, no, that's to separate the curds from the whey. Vabagabe, and Soto makes cheese by gathering the different pieces of milk that were left after separating the curds from the whey. And when you combine them into one piece, so that's a malacha on Shabbos. Cholev, milking, is a toldah of mefarek. It's like dash. If you milk, you separate from an animal, so then you are separating. It's like you're threshing. That's similar to, removing the kernel from the stalk of the grain. So that's a malacha of dash, or mefarek is a toldah. The malacha, that malacha is dash. Mechabetz is a toldah of borer. That's you're separating the curds from the whey. And megabain, when you're making cheese, that's a toldah of bona, because you're building. You're gathering the pieces together. You're forming one big piece, and that is megabain. And the shear for which you're chayav a korban chatas would be a grogeres, a dried fig. Hamechabe, if you clean the house, v'hamerabetz, if you sprinkle water so that to settle the dust so it doesn't go in the air. Varod the chalos devash, and if you separate the loaves of the honeycombs that are made from honey, I guess, then b'shogeg b'shabes, you do it all these unintentionally. Shabbos you chayev chatas v'hezi b'yomtov, if you do it b'mezid on Yom Tov, locus of arm, you get malchus. Divrei Rabbi Lezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. He holds mechabed is a when you're mechabed. So what are you doing? So you are mashve gumos. You are evening out the pits of the ground when you're sweeping. So you're evening out the ground, and then you violate the malacha bona. Incidentally, the reason why you're allowed to sweep the floor nowadays is because most of our houses in our cities are all paved. So we're not concerned. The Ramah has a gzeira that, let's say, your house is paved, but other houses are not paved. So there's a gzeira that you can't sweep, or it might be a minhag or a gzeira that you can't sweep your house. I think it's a gzeira. You can't sweep your house because then what about the other houses that are not paved? But the Achronim say that if basically majority of the houses are paved, so there's no issue of sweeping the floor. And the issue would be if it's an un if it, if it's an if it doesn't have a floor, just ground, so we're concerned you're gonna even out the ground. So v'chomerim echad ze eino ela mishum shvus. Whether kibud ributz, all these things are only in issur drabanan to begin with. So the difference would be, so according to the chachamim, so my mis let me sort of just like according to the chachamim, since mechabed is only in issur shvus, so you're allowed to rinse the azar on Shabbos because no shvus mikdash. Have a contra Rabbi Lazar. Sorry, it's a different opinion contra Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is saying. So one way of understanding this is not what I originally said, which is saying, Kod Rabbi Lezer, if you actually sweep the floors, so that's an Isser Torah, because that's an Isser Midat Torah, because you are evening out the ground. Whatever you sweep, you're evening out the ground, even the floor of the Azara. So that's the Machlokes, Rabbanon, what? Right, so it would seem that what he's saying is that maybe, I think there might have been some areas, he seems to say that if you sweep the house, that there might be some areas that might be, there. Let's say some dirt gathered on the floor, I guess, then that would still be an Issur D'oraisa. He holds a mechabed in generally, there could be, even if you have like a floor, like of the Azara, I'm sure there are certain areas, I think, that there were holes, like, there wasn't completely floor, there were like, say, between the different, pieces of marble, I think there were still, on the ground, the floor, I think there were still some areas that could have still been, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he would say that's an Issur D'oraisa. So that would be an Issur D'oraisa, according to the Rabbi Eliezer. Come and say, no, that's not the case. So Ravashi says, "Afilu teba shlo birtzon chachabim." Rabbi Nosson, he detailed Rabbi Nosson over shvus tzricha itiru shvus ena tzricha lo itiru. So Rabbi Nosson said what I originally said, which is Ravashi said what I originally said, that really the machlokas is both of them hold that there's only an issur derabbanan, and the reason because the lashon shlo birtzon chachabim implies it's an issur derabbanan. Shelo bir tuchamim does not apply to Issur D'oraisa. So the debate is what Rav Nosson said. Rav Nosson said that only a shvus that's needed for the avoda is allowed, and the shvus that's not needed for the avoda is not allowed. Rinsing the azara is done after all the karbonos are brought, So that's unnecessary for the Avoda, and that was not permitted in the Mikdash. Rabbi Huda Omer, Kos Hayamamale. So Rabbi Huda says there was a cup that was filled, they would fill with the blood that was, and you that the blood from all the different types of blood that fell on the ground, and you would sprinkle on the Mizbeach, and the Chachamim did not agree to that. Tadri Huda Omer, Kos Hayamamale, Mita Matarofes. There was a cup that was filled from all the blood that was poured on the ground, that was mixed all the blood from all the korbanos that you didn't catch from Kabbalah Saddam. So that if the blood of one of the korbanos fell on the mizbech and it didn't go on the mizbech, nimtza zemachshir, this would kasher it, because the blood that was poured, that this cup that you filled and you sprinkled on the mizbeach would be machshirit, because also the blood that was spilled was mixed with it. So Amar lo Rabbi Huda, lo nitkava b'kli. But the Chachamim said, why is this allowed? The blood that was poured was not, there was no kabbalah, was not accepted in a kli. It was poured from the animal, from the neck of the animal to the ground. And the blood that was poured before kabbalah b'kli, you can't fix it, because even if you gather, it's not kosher to sprinkle it on mizbeach. So how can you kasher a korban that was? So here we're talking about, let's say, all the blood. You didn't get any blood, you know, in the cup. So no, you can still rectify the situation by collecting it even from the ground. So the Gemara asks, "Mina yadi?" From where did the Chachamim know that this blood that's on the ground was poured from the neck of an animal? It wasn't, and it wasn't. That wasn't received in the kli. Elahal kamarle shemalon iskabel b'kli. So he says maybe the blood was not niskabel b'kli, and therefore zrika doesn't help. So in other words, Rabbi Huda says, right. So therefore you don't know that maybe none of the blood was received, so therefore this wouldn't help it. Amar lahen afani lo amarti ela b'diskabel b'kli. Peter said, listen, no, you misunderstood me. I didn't say that it would help. I only said that it would help in a situation where, let's say, for some reason you shot to the animal, you received the blood in a cup and then a kli. And then it got poured on the ground. So then, by collecting it, then you can rectify the situation. The Gemara asked, "Mina yada?" From where would Rabbi Huda know that the blood that you're filling was that? That's exactly what happened. Sorry. So maybe it was poured before it was this kabel b'kli shares before it was collected in the kli, and there's no way to fix it. So Gemara says, "Kohanim's reason him." No. That the Kohanim are very alert, and they definitely collected all the blood, and any blood that spilled on the ground, so that probably was first collected in the kli. You could make that assumption. But if they're so alert, so why was the blood spilled? Because of their alertness, they're hurrying to sprinkle the blood. So then it might spill, it might fall from their hands, it might spill. In other words, they're alert to make sure they collect all the blood in stage one after the animal shechted, but they're not, but they're, and then they're running and they're running and running, but they might spill it as they're running to sprinkle the blood. Balo dama tamtis muraba. But in the ground, the blood on the ground, there's also dam tamtis. What's dam tamtis? So that's the blood that sort of drips out. That's the drips out after the shechti of the beheba that you cannot use for zrika. So isn't that mixed with it? So Rabbi Huda tamei damar dam tamtis dam al yahu. Rabbi Huda holds that is bona fide blood, and that's kosher for zrika. The Tanya dam tamtis baz hara. So the Brisa says that if you eat kazayas of blood of tamtzis of chulin or kachim, that's the blood that drips out. You have the blood that when you shecht it, the blood that comes out right away, then there's the blood that drips out. So the blood that drips out, so that is subject to an atzhar, that's a subject to a lav. If you don't marry karis, Rita says, no, that's kares. Because according to the Chacham and the Tanakama, you don't get Kares. You only get Kares if it's Dam HaNefesh. In other words, the blood that the soul depends on, the life of the animal depends on. That's, in other words, there's a connection between the blood that you would sprinkle on the Mizbeach and the blood that if you would eat it, you would be Chayv Kares. They go hand in hand. Tanakama holds that this Dam HaTamtzin that sort of drips out afterwards is not Dam HaNefesh, and therefore cannot be used for Zrikas Adam, and therefore could also, you're not Chayv Kares, you're only Chayv with Olav. Every Huda holds that Dam HaTamtzin is good, is glatt kosher Dam, it's just like the Dam HaNefesh, and therefore it's kasher for Zrika. V'amar Rav Elazar, Bodei Rav Yehuda Le'il Kapara Sheinu Mechaper, Shenemar Ki HaDam Hu BaNefesh Yechaper. Rav Yehuda admits, when it comes to Zrikas Adam, that you can't, we have a question. There Rav Elazar said that Rav Yehuda admits that regarding Zrikas Adam, maybe, okay, fine, you're going to tell me that you get kares with this if you eat this blood, but it's not mechaper, because why? Because it specifically says with dam that specifically says ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper, that with the dam hanef dam banefesh yechaper. In other words, dam shanefesh yotzei ba mechaper, dam shanefesh yotzei ba eda mechaper. Only blood that pours out when at the time of shechita can serve as an atonement. The blood that doesn't pour out when you shech the animal, but only drips out later, is not mechaper. So now we have a question still, because again, Rabbi Yehuda could hold that the Dam HaTamtzin you get kares for, because maybe he just holds that any blood that you eat, any blood of an animal that you eat, so you get kares for. But specifically regarding kapara for zrika, you need Dam HaNefesh. So if he holds, so again, now we return to our original question. Rabbi Huda is saying that what? That the Kohanim, we assume they collected all the blood. But maybe some of the blood spilled on the ground. So what do? You collect the blood, and then you sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Yeah, but when you collect it, you're going to mix it with Dam HaTamtzis. Yeah, so maybe that Dam HaTamtzis you get kares for, but that Dam HaTamtzis does not serve as a kapara. So you're mixing Dam HaTamtzin's blood with Dam HaNefesh blood. So Rabbi Huda l'tabei, de'amar ein dam v'atol dam. Even though you have two different types of blood, one is not canceled out the other. They're one type. Min b'mino eno batel. So it's true, when you're sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, you're sprinkling a mixture of Dam HaTamtzis and Dam HaNefesh, but the Dam HaNefesh does not become annulled or canceled, batel, because of the Dam Psul, because of the invalid blood. And when you sprinkle some of the blood on the Mizbeach, you're sprinkling both types, and that's good. So you're sprinkling bad blood and good blood. But the good blood is sufficient to achieve kapara, which is what we want to accomplish. Okay, the blood that was poured on the floor was mixed also with the channel of the water that was passing in the azara, and it would go out by a hole that was in the walls of the azara. And Erev Pesach, when they would bring the Korban Pesach, they would close this hole, so that all the blood would be gathered. And so now we explain why. To Tanya, Arvala had Rabbi Huda l'chachabim. Rabbi Huda said the chachabim l'divrei chayim, according to you, that they wouldn't fill the cup from the blood of the mixture of the taroves that would spill. Lama poki basazara. Why would they close this hole that the blood would go out on Erev Pesach? Obviously, why are they closing the hole? Presumably, they are closing the hole so the blood would remain on the floor of the Azara. They could collect the blood. According to you, that you can't use that blood that was spilled on the floor, why do they close the hole? Amrulo, Chum said to Rabbi Huda, Sheva chuli de'arot sheyechu ad arkuvo sehem, madam. It's a praise to the children of Aaron that they're up to their knees in blood. I mean, they're saying, because look at all these karbanos that Klai Yisrael are bringing. But doesn't the blood serve as a chatzitza, an impediment between the feet of the Kohanim and the floor of the Azara, right? Kohanim cannot wear shoes or socks, because they have to put their feet directly on the floor. A vote that is done when there's a chatzitza, an impediment between the feet of the Kohen and the wall and the floor, is possible. So the Gemara answers, Lachu v'eino chotzeis, since the blood is liquid, it's not chotzeis. Kedetanya, Hadam vad yova chovad vash yaveshim chotzim lachim in chotzim. Blood, ink, milk, and honey that are dry can serve as an impediment, but if they're moist, they're not chotzets. Vaha kamitav se monaihu. Won't the garments of the kohen get dirty from blood? And how you vetanya how you begadav mitush tashim. Va'avad avodas apsula. Don't we say if the clothing of the kohen become dirty and he does the avoda, it's invalid? Why? Because the pasuk says that the big day kahuna should be lechavod l'sifares, for honor and for glory. If you want to say the kohen raise their garments and don't get dirty, va'tanya. Midovad, the pasuk says, "V'lavasha kohen midovad linen." What's mido? Mido can be so like the measure, like so. That's it. Should go from the top of the kohen, from the tunic, should go all the way to reach to the ground. Lo yichaser v'lo yoser, should not be too short or too long. So beholechas evarim lakevesh, the lav avodahi. So the Gemara answers, he said that when we say that the Kohanim are walking in blood, that's when they're bringing the limbs on the ramp to burn them. That's not an avoda. And there is, you don't need Big Day Kahuna just to bring it. That's not the avoda. The avoda is Shechita, Kabbalah, the Zerika. And I guess the birding, but just the carrying the limbs to the ramp, so then they could raise. That's where I guess in that area, that's where it was very bloody, a lot of blood there. So they could pick up their garments, so it doesn't get dirty. Velo, is that true? Is bringing the limbs to the ramp and the mizbech naksir navodavha midabai kahuna? The fact that you need a coin to do it, avoda, it's an avoda. The Tanya vikri vakod as a kol hamizbecha zohu lechaz v'rav lakevesh. It says that the kohen should bring everything; it should burn on the mizbeach. So the holacha, the bringing of the limbs to the rams, is an avoda. Ela b'holachas eitzi l'maracha, lav avodahi. So the kohanim would walk in blood when they are bringing the eitzim to the pyre, to the wood, to the pyre on top of the mizbeach. That's not an avoda. B'holachas erim l'kevesh, b'holachas da mia hechiyazli. Yes, but at the end of the day. These are at the end of the day. Where are they going? How are they going? The Azara is full of blood. Since that they have to raise their garments, since that they can't. And at the end of the day. At the end of the day. So let's say they can't. So fine. When you're bringing the wood to the pyres, then you can pick up your garment. When you're bringing the limbs to the ramp, and when you're bringing the blood to the mizbeach, so how do you get there? the floor of the azara is full of blood. So what are you supposed to do? Your garments are going to get dirty, and they're going to become pusle, and therefore the avoda is going to become pusle. So we said demaske aitzdeve. They would walk with the blood and the limbs on itzdavaos. So were they like little steps? Little platforms that were built from stones, and they would be raised from the floor, and therefore the blood wouldn't reach them. So that apparently was considered part of the floor. Since they were built from stone, they're considered like the ground of the Azara, and it doesn't serve as a chatzitza. So that's how they get around it. So ketzad tolu mafshitin. So now the Mishnah says, what would they do? They would hang the and then they would skin the they would hang it on the hooks, right? The animal, the shechted animal on the hooks, and they would flay the skin, they'd rip open its belly, they'd take out the limbs, and the sada bebagis, they'd put it in a plate, if they heat here, and then they bring it, then they'd burn the limbs. Does the one who skin it himself, is he a non kohen? Would he actually burn the limbs? I thought a non kohen is cannot burn it. It seems with according to the Mishnah, is that the one who would skin the animal would also burn the limbs. And how can that be? It seems that the non kohen would skin it, but how could he do that? Because How can he then burn it? No, what the Mishnah really means to say is that you would rip open, that a non-Kohen would rip open the belly of the animal in order to burn it on the Mizbeach. But the non-Kohen himself would not do the burning. That would only be the Kohen. Yotzakas Rishod. Right? So the Mishnah says that there were three different places that the groups would wait if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos till after Shabbos was over. And after Shabbos was over, then they would roast the Korban Pesach. Tana. So when they would go to their houses, so everyone would take on the night of Pesach, everyone would take the Korban Pesach in the skin of the Korban Pesach that was skinned from the animal. I guess they would remove the skin and they'd make it like a knapsack. And they put the animal in the skin, and they would carry the skin. You'd put it on your back, on your shoulder. That's the way that the Arab merchants would carry their wares. That they, you know, they'd have a skin, and they'd put the stuff in the skin, and they carried it on their backs. Okay, Hadron Alach, Tabid Nishchat. We're going to return to this Mesachta. And this parak, each of us in 7.5 years, God willing, together. The sixth parak, this parak discusses Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. What malachos are needed for the Korban Pesach that are override the Shabbos and what are not, do not override the Shabbos. Then we're going to talk about other Korbanos Chagiga that you bring with the Korban Pesach. And then at the end, we're going to deal with the Korban Pesach and other Korbanos that are shechted on Pesach in a way that makes it invalid when you can be chayav because of Chilul Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, as we know, that the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Therefore, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you could be the Korban Pesach according to the Chachamim. Only what you need to do, you could do on Shabbos, but Malachos, that you could do on another day, do not override Shabbos, or Belezer disagrees with that. Okay, so we'll see. Elu Devarim Pesach Shadokin at Shabbos. These are the things that are needed for bringing the Korban Pesach that override Shabbos. Shchitaso Zrikaso Dabo. Shachting the Korban Pesach, sprinkling the blood of his Mizbeach. That you can't push off to Motzei Shabbos. Umichoy krav, and I guess you're crushing the inside of the animal with a knife in order to remove the dirt from inside of it. That you need to do this during the day, the shechita, so it doesn't get, spoiled. Vaktaras chalavav, and burning the limbs, the fats of the limbs. However, roasting the meat and rinsing out the insides to clean it completely, that does not override Shabbos, because that you could do on Motzei Shabbos. So then so putting the korban on your shoulder in order to bring to the azara, and bringing it from outside the tchum. So vachatichas yevalto, and cutting off, I guess, a wart. Eidu dochid as a Shabbos. That does not override the Shabbos. Since these halachos could have been done before Shabbos. So that invalidates the animal to bring it until you cut it off. It's one of these like temporary mumim that you can't bring it when it has a wart, but if you cut it off, then it's fine. It's not a permanent wound. So these do not override Shabbos, because all these things can be done before Shabbos. Even though the Isurim are Isur Drabbana. Rabbi Eliezer says, Dochid. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, these can override the Shabbos, because they're Bachshiri Echol Nefesh. They're Bachshiri Mitzvah. Sorry. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that Bachshiri Mitzvah do override the Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, says, Vahalo Dinhu. Isn't this a kavachomer? So, ma'im shchita shibul mishu balacha dochid es Shabbos. If shchita, which is an abalacha, that overrides Shabbos, elu shehein mishum shvus. All these things of bringing the korban, the animal from outside the tchum, cutting off the wart, all these things are only isur drabonon. So, shehein mishum shvus, loy dchum es Shabbos, should they not override Shabbos? Amar lo Yeshua, Yeshua says back to him, Yom Tov Yochiach, Yom Tov will prove that you're wrong. Shitiru bo, it will knock out your kavachomer. Shitiru bo mishum malacha, that you're allowed to do certain things that are forbidden based on malacha, like shechita, bishul, right? There's certain malachos that are abalachos on Shabbos, which you could do on Yom Tov. You could do shechita on Yom Tov. You could do bishul for ochel nefesh. But nevertheless, asur bo bishum shvus. But you can't do something that is an iser shvus, like bringing food from outside the tchum, that you cannot do. So you can't make the argument that if certain isur d'oraisa are permitted, so also isur d'rabbanan are permitted. It's not true. Amar lo Rabbi Lezer, but this is back to him. Maze Yoshua, Maraya. What kind of proof is this, Yoshua? What kind of proof is this? Right. So he says, Rishus, Maraya Rishus leMitzvah. How can you bring a proof for something which is only a Rishus? Right. Your case is up. Yeah, Shchita and Bishul for Ochel Nefesh. That's just a Rishus. That's something that's optional. LeMitzvah, but Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah, right? So in order not to cancel out the mitzvah of the bringing the Korban Pesach, the Chachamim, obviously, if they are allowing Isurei Daraisa, certainly they are allowing Isurei Darabonah. Okay, let me stop here, and we will, God willing,